All right. We're joined now by Dr. Tricia Keelty from Society of St. Vincent de Paul. She's the head of social and justice policy there. You're very welcome to the programme. Tricia, thank you very much for coming into us. Now, let's look at this budget from the point of view of measures for the less well-off. And I think one of the government's own stated aims and the Taoiseach's own stated aims is to tackle this question of child poverty. What do you say, what does it deliver in terms of addressing that need?
So there's a number of very welcome measures from our point of view in terms of tackling child poverty. The extension of child benefit for students still in school over the age of 18, that's been a long-term call for SVP, so we're really happy to see that in today's budget. And also the extension of free school books to the junior cert cycle is also really welcome. But we're really concerned around the social protection package. There is one-off measures there that will help families in the short term, but the reality is both the increase of €12 in the core social welfare rate is less than half of what was needed to keep people standing still given the rising cost of living. We had looked at data and the evidence and we needed €27.50 in core social welfare rates. Similarly, for children, we only saw a €4 increase. We needed to see €10 for children under 12 and €15 for children over 12. So really the reality is when you take it in a whole, while there is welcome measures there, we are likely to see poverty rise next year because of those inadequate social welfare increases.
So your real critique around this is the fact that that so many of these measures are once-off measures, and Pascal Dunne made that point, that this is, as he sees it, this is a temporary a crisis of cost of living, and these are temporary measures.
That's right, and I suppose we've seen last year we had similar budget package where there was one-off measures, and we're not saying that they don't help, but really we have to think of the longer term picture here. Ireland is an outlier in that we don't benchmark our social protection system against the real costs households are faced with, so we really need to start moving towards that type of system so people have certainty so that they can plan for the future as well.
Right, so missed opportunities here then.
Absolutely, so I think really from a child poverty point of view, from a broader cost of living point of view, while there is welcome measures there, we are very concerned about the longer term impact of this.